Well, the University of Iowa says freshman guard Andrew Fleming has been released from his scholarship so he can transfer to another school. Fleming averaged 2.2 points and one assist in 11 games last season. Fleming says he's seeking a better situation for his college career. Fleming is the second Hawkeye in as many days to announce that they are leaving the program. Fellow freshman Brandon Hutton said Wednesday that he's transferring as well. The departure of Fleming and Hutton likely frees up a scholarship for walk-on Nicholas Bear, who scored 15 points in Iowa's 87-68 loss to Villanova in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes also now have a scholarship available if they want to increase their depth in the backcourt. Well, the nation's oldest postseason tournament trophy will reside in Washington, D.C., George Washington University, to be exact. George Washington won its first National Invitation Tournament championship, getting 18 points from Kevin Larson as they pulled away in the second half to beat Valparaiso 76-60 at Madison Square Garden. Patricio Guarino had 14 points, and Joe McDonald added 13 as the fourth-seeded Colonials set a school record with their 28th win this season. They won their fourth straight game against a higher-seeded team and sent three senior starters out with a tournament trophy, softening the sting of being rebuffed by the NCAA selection committee. Tyler Cavanaugh, the tournament's most outstanding player, scored a dozen points. Michigan State's Denzel Valentine has been named the Associated Press College Basketball Player of the Year in close voting. He outpolled Oklahoma's Buddy Hield by three votes to become the first Spartan player to win that honor. Valentine led Michigan State to a second-place finish in the Big Ten regular season and was the conference Player of the Year, averaging over 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. For the second time, Bill Self of Kansas is the AP Coach of the Year award winner. He led the Jayhawks to the number one ranking in the final weekly poll in their 12th straight Big 12 title. Self also won the award in 2009. The 33-5 Jayhawks were the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament and lost to Villanova in the regional final. Chris Mack of Xavier finished second, 6 votes behind Self. James Madison has hired former Duke's basketball player and assistant coach Louis Rowe to lead its men's basketball program. The 43-year-old Rowe has never been a head coach, but spent the past season as the top assistant at Bowling Green. He's also worked as an assistant at James Madison, Rider, and Florida International since he started his coaching ascension as a graduate assistant with the Dukes in 2007. Carl Hobbs is leaving Connecticut's coaching staff to join Steve Peichel at Rutgers. Peichel, who worked under Hobbs for 4 seasons at George Washington, was named Rutgers coach last week. Iowa tight ends coach LeVar Woods is looking to build some depth at his position as spring drills progress. Henry Krager-Koble and Jake Doozy are gone from last year's 12-0 team, and senior George Kittle is the most experienced player returning.
And then also there's a host of younger guys that don't have as much experience behind them. And overall, the group is very, very young, and a group that is hungry and ready and willing and able to come to practice every single day and work hard.
Jameer Outzi is listed as the backup on the depth chart after moving over from linebacker last August. Kittle had a breakout junior season in which he caught 20 passes, including a team-high 6 touchdowns. Woods calls the tight end position an historic one at Iowa and feels Kittle has the tools to be one of the greats.
He has the size and the speed combo. He also has good blocking ability, and he has an energy about him and enthusiasm about him that I think can help him be as good as he wants to be. And we're far from seeing, I think, the best that George has put on the field, but he's got a long way to go.
Wood says Kittle's touchdowns last year showed the potential that he has. Iowa closes out their spring drills with an open practice on April 23rd. Iowa State quarterback Joel Lanning had his moments after earning the starting job midway through last season. The Cyclones will need to see more than just glimpses of promise from Lanning this fall if they hope to end a 3-year bowl drought. Lanning, who will be a junior in 2016, is the only quarterback for Iowa State that's taken a collegiate snap. So his progress this offseason is perhaps the biggest area to watch as coach Matt Campbell enters his first season as the head coach. The Cyclones, who have only Lanning and redshirt freshman Dominic DeLira as quarterbacks on scholarship this spring, will end camp with a scrimmage on April 16th at Jack Trice Stadium. Well, the Chiefs have signed Sharkhandrick West to a 3-year extension and fellow running back Spencer Ware to a 2-year extension Thursday. That solidified their backfield alongside Jamal Charles. West and Spencer proved to be a potent change-of-pace duo when Charles went down with a season-ending ACL injury last season. Charles is expected to be ready for the start of the upcoming season, but locking up West and Ware will help take some of the load off the 2-time All-Pro. It also makes running back Niall Davis a potential trade piece. The quick, elusive West started 9 games and ran for 634 yards and 4 touchdowns last season, while the more physical Ware started 2 games and ran for 403 yards and 6 touchdowns. Elsewhere around the NFL, Colin Kaepernick had his $11.9 million contract with the 49ers for the coming season guaranteed yesterday when he remained on the San Francisco roster. Kaepernick lost his starting job to Blaine Gabbert last season, then underwent shoulder and thumb surgeries. Kaepernick is expected to get a shot at retaking the starting job under new coach Chip Kelly. Even if Kaepernick winds up with another team that might ask him to restructure his contract, he doesn't have to accept less than the $11.9 million. The NFL and the state of Hawaii have an additional 2 months to talk about holding next year's Pro Bowl in the islands. The Hawaii Tourism Authority says both sides now have until May 31st to opt out of a contract for the Pro Bowl to be held in Honolulu next year. That issue was to have been decided by March 31st, but both sides bought some extra bargaining time. Two-time Pro Bowl tight end Vernon Davis says he's heading to the Washington Redskins as a free agent. Davis spent the first 9.5 seasons of his career with San Francisco before joining the Broncos last season and winning a Super Bowl championship. The Chicago Bears have agreed to a 1-year contract with former Tampa Bay and Arizona offensive lineman Ted Larson. The 6'2", 305-pound Larson has appeared in 86 games with 57 starts over 6 seasons with the Buccaneers and the Cardinals. Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway is coming back for one more season in purple. Greenway tweeted that he'll be back next year and plans to end his career as a Viking. The 33-year-old Greenway has played all 10 of his NFL seasons with the Vikings since he was a first-round draft pick out of Iowa in 2006. And in baseball news, the Red Sox have announced that Pablo Sandoval will start the season on the bench. The club has decided to go with 25-year-old Travis Shaw, who made his big league debut last May. Sandoval hit .245 last season with 10 homers and 47 RBIs. That makes him a very high-priced reserve, sitting on the bench with a $95 million contract. And Masahiro Tanaka will be the Yankees' opening day starter Monday against the Houston Astros. Tanaka rebounded from a slow spring training start by allowing one run over 4 innings in Tuesday's game against Philadelphia. The high-priced starter had a procedure in October to remove a bone spur from his throwing elbow. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.